Begin the current daf, Masechta Sanhedrin daf Kuf Ches. Begin on the bottom of Kuf Zayin Mabez, 5 lines up in the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara continues with the second Mishnah, in Mishnayis of this Perek of Achelik, which the first Mishnah opened up with certain individuals that do not have a portion of the worth to come. And our Mishnah continues on that theme and saying regarding groups of people that do not have a portion in the world to come. Says the Mishnah, Der HaMabel, the generation of the flood, Ein Lam Chelik LaMabel, they do not have a portion in the world to come. This was during the times of Noach, 10 generations in from the creation of the world. And ve'in imdim b'din, they don't even get up for the ultimate judgment that is going to be at the end of days. Shlomo says, the passing Bereshit says, lo yodin ruchi ba'odin lo'ilum, when Hashem is bringing the flood, he says, my spirit will not judge a person forever, which there's two elements mentioned there in the pasuk, lo yodin v'lo ruach, not judgment, and not even spirit, meaning they're not going to get up for the ultimate judgment, and they're not going to have a spirit to be with the righteous who have a portion in the world to come. Continues the Mishnah, Der Hafloga, Ein Lam Chalik Maba. Then there was the generation of the dispersion who was by the Migdal Bavel when they built a tower to go ahead and, so to speak, fight against Hashem in the heavens. They do not have a portion of the world to come. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, but they have a Yifetz Hashem Isam Misham Al Panei Kol Aretz. Hashem spread, dispersed them from there throughout the face of the entire earth. Ukseven it says also, Misham Hafitzim, from there he spread them out. What's those two terms? Vayafet Hashem Isam, when it says Hashem spread, dispersed them, that's Baal Mazen, this world. Misham Hafitzim Hashem, and from there Hashem spread, dispersed them, that's also Loyalm above for the world to come. They're not going to be either in the world to come. Continues the Mishnah, Anshe Sedoim, Ein Leim Chayek Leim Abba, the people of the wicked to town of Sedoim, they don't have a portion of the world to come. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Va'anshei Sedoim miram v'chatam l'Hashem oid." The people, the men of Sedoim, were evil and wicked to Hashem very much. What are these two terminologies? Ra'am ba'il mazeh, evil in this world, v'chatam and wicked la'il maba, sinful in the world to come. Avol em l'medim, it says the time to come, but they do get up for judgment. Whereas in Nechemiah, he says, no, Elu ve'elu, both the people of the Der HaMabel and the people of Sedoim, in Imdim Medin, they do not get up to be judged, which it's regarding that one of Sedoim that Rabbi Nechemiah disagrees, and he says, even there, they're not going to get up for judgment. And then, like, he brings the pasuk in Tehillim, says, Al Kenan, therefore, Lo Yukuma, this is the first parak in Tehillim, Lo Yukuma, they will not get up as a continuing type of Kofchas Menalf, Risham Bamish, but the wicked in judgment. V'chataim and sinners, but that tzaddikim in the assembly of the righteous. What that means is, Al Kein Lo Yukuma Risham Bamish, but when it says, therefore the wicked will not get up for judgment, Zeder Hamal. But this refers to the generation of the flood, whereby them it uses the terminology, Ki Rabba Rohas Ahadam. You see the term Ra, wickedness by them, that there was a lot of wickedness by men. And v'chatam adat tzaddikim, it says that the sinners will not get up in the assembly of the righteous. Elo anshei Sedoim, that refers to the people of Sedoim, whereby them it says ra'am v'chatam, that they were wicked and they were sinners. Amar lo, so that to that point of Rav Nechemiah, the Chacham said back, eina imdim adat tzaddikim. All you see from that pasuk in Tehillim is that they do not get up with the assembly of the righteous. Avol imdim adat rasham, but they do get up with the assembly of the wicked, meaning they get up and they're judged. Though they're not going to get Olam Haba like the Adat Tzaddikim, but they will get judged like the Talmud holds, not like Rav Nechemiah. Continues the Mishnah, Meraglim Olam Chalik Olam Haba. The spies that were sent to Eretz Yisrael and came up with the bad report, they do not have a portion of the world to come. Shlomo says the pasuk in Bamidbar, Vaymusu Hanoshim Meitziyah Dibas Saaretz Rab Bemegevul Lifnei Hashem, that the men who had brought the bad, slanderous report in front of the Jewish people, they died in the plague in front of Hashem. There's two terminologies, Vayimusu, and they died, which is Ba'il Mazah in this world, but Magifa, and the plague is La'il Maba, that they will not either come to the world to come. Continues the Mishnah, Der HaMidbar Ein Lam Chalik Olam Haba, the generation of the desert, which are the Jewish people, who were there for 40 years, between the ages of 20 and 60s, they do not have a portion of the world to come. And they ain't them, then they don't even get up for the ultimate judgment. Shlomo says the pasuk Bamidbar, Bamidbar Hazeh Yitamu. In this desert, they will die. Rishon Yimusu, and there they will pass away. The Rebbe Kiva, we see Yitamu and Yimusu both in this world and the world to come. Rebbe Eliezer, he says Aleimo Emer. No, regarding the Der HaMidbar, it says the pasuk in Tehillim, Isvuli Chasidei Hashem, says, gather for me my pious ones, Kursei Berisei Alizavah, who cut my covenant on the sacrifices where they had brought korbanos in the Midbar, and Hashem says that, no, gather them to me, that they will have a portion in the world to come. Continues the Mishnah, Das Kairach Ein Nasi Delalis. The assembly of Kairach, those who fought with him against Moshe Rabbeinu, will not ultimately come up. Shnamak says, the pasuk in Bemidbar, it says, V'techas Aleim Ha'aretz, that the earth covered over them, which means they got swallowed up in the ground, the whole assembly of Kairach. When it says that the earth covered over them, that's Ba'al Mazah in this world. And they were lost from amongst the assembly, that's for the world to come, Divrei Rebbe Akiva. Whereas Rabbi Lazarim, he says, Aleim Oim, and no, regarding that Das Kerech, it says the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Hashem Meimus Mechai, Hashem kills and brings back to life. Marit Sha'ol, he brings down to the depths of Gehenim, Vayon, he brings up, so although they were swallowed down into Gehenim, but ultimately they will come up, according to Rabbi Lazarim. Gemara brings a Braisa, time bound to learn the Braisa. As we said in the Mishnah, Der HaMabel Ein Lam Chaygum Abba, the generation of the flood does not have a portion of the world to come. Shnam, like, says the Pasuk in Bereishis. V'yimach es kol ha'yukum al p'nei Adam, Hashem liquidated, he liquefied the entire existence that was on the face of the earth. What this means is, v'yimach es kol ha'yukum, and says that he dissolved everything that existed, that's b'olam hazeh. V'yimachu min ha'aretz, and when it says that he dissolved it from the earth, is lo'yam abo, what's the redundancy is for the world to come, the Rebbe Akiva, that's how he knows that der ha'mabel does not have a person in the world to come. He says, they do not live in the world to come, and neither do they get judged. Now, like the pasuk Bereishis, Hashem says, that my spirit will not judge man forever, which we see, as we said in the Mishnah, neither judgment nor spirit to live in the world to come. Tavach, another interpretation, when it says, my spirit will not judge, it means, the word yadun could be related to the word nadana, which is the sheath, the container, which is that their spirit will not return, their ruach will not return to nadana, will not return to their body. Menachem bar Yosef, he says, Afila b'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'achzev neshamis levkar ha'mesim. No, he holds that even that there will be that time that Hashem will return their souls to their dead bodies, but nishmasin kashlem begehenim, but their soul will be harmful to them in Gehenim, meaning because their own soul is going to burn their own body. Shemek says the pasuk in Yeshaya, taharu chashash, that you conceive you of chaff, which is the outer part of the wheat stalk, til dukash, you give birth to straw, ruchacham esh, your fiery spirit, techalcham will eat you up, meaning that your body is going to be like straw to your fiery soul, that their soul will actually consume their body in Gehenim. Tanarbam lenda braisa, dar hama b'loynes go, the generation of the flood did not become arrogant, which ultimately caused their sinful ways, which then brought the flood, and then they don't even have a portion of the world to come, as elibishvul teva sheshpila makadosh baruch, it's only because of the great good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showered upon them. What does it say regarding them? What was the great good that they had? Like it says in the pasuk in Iyev, but teim sholem mipochad, their homes were peaceful from not having any fear. V'lei shevet elahalahem, and they didn't have the rod of God on them. They didn't get any punishments. Uksivin says after that, shori iber, his ox would become pregnant. V'lo yagel, and it did not send away its seed. Tefalit parasa, its cows would have calves. V'lo tashakal, it wouldn't miscarry. Uksivin, it says, yishalchu katsoy nabileim, and they would send like sheep their young, which go on their own. V'yaldeim yirakedun, and their children will dance. Uksivin, it says, in the pasuk yisu, they carry betayif akina with drums and with harps. V'yismachu l'kal ugov, and they rejoice with this, the sound of the flute. Uksivin, it says, yivalu yimei betayif, they wither away their days with good. B'shenoysim b'ne'imim, and their years with sweetness. Uksivin, it says, uberega, and in a moment, sh'ol yichatu, they go down to the Gehenim. They get cut down to Gehenim in a moment, meaning they died even without Yisroim. They had all the good that they needed. Says the Gemara, v'hi garma sh'am lo'el, and this is what caused them to tell God, sumi menu, as the pasuk continues there in Eiv, go away from us. B'dastra echecha lechafasnu, in the ways of your path, we don't care to know. Ma shadkai kinavdenu, what is God that we should serve him? Uman noil kinifkaba, and what does it help for us to pray to him? Because Amr, they said, klum tzrichan anu lo'i elatipa shal'gasham, what do we need from God already? For the drops of rain that he has control over? Yes, we have rivers, we have springs that we can use. We don't even need God. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "B'teiv sheshpatlan, from the goodness that I showered upon them, it's with that they anger me. And it's from that that I'm going to judge them. I mean, the water that I gave them, they're saying they don't need me, and they're using that to defy me. I'm going to judge them from that itself. Somebody says, the Pasuk in Bereishis, v'anihinni maybe it's a mabul mayim, behold, I'm going to bring a flood of water. Rabbi Yisrael, he says, der mabul loin is go. He says, what caused the arrogance of the generation of the flood? El b'shul galgal ha'ayin, it was because of the eyeball, where they able to see all the good that they have that is complete, and they created the haughtiness of the eyes where they would then lust after whatever they would see. Shadoyim elamayim, which their eyeballs is similar to water. Shanamak says the Pasuk, in Bereishis, v'yikhlem noshim mekal shabachar, they took women from whatever they wanted, which they were lustful after their eyes. Lefikach donos b'mayim, that's why they were judged with water, because that's similar to the eyeball. Shadoyim elagagal ayin, it's similar to the eyeball. Shanamak, it says in the Pasuk, nivku kol mayin nois tohim rabba, that the punishment of the flood was that all the springs from the deep depths burst open, which a spring is similar to, just like a spring is very small, but it bursts forth a lot of water, similar to the eye, where it's also a salty type of water that comes out of a small little eyeball. That's the same idea of Aruba Sashemayim Niftachu, and the windows of heaven open up. That's why they would judge with water, which is similar to the eyeball, which has a little thing that a lot of water comes out from. That's the same idea, because they follow their eyeball, which is similar to water. That's why they would judge with water. Or another approach, Rabbi Yechon, he says, the reason why the punishment was for the flood was der hamabul b'rabba kilkul, because the generation of the flood, they ruined their ways with rabba, with much. U'b'rabba nedanyo, they would judge with much. Meaning b'rabba kilkul shenema, when it's they ruined their ways with rabba, with a lot. Like it's shenema, like it says the pasuk v'yar Hashem, because Hashem saw ki rabba roi ha'adam, that the wickedness of man was much. There was a lot of wickedness. And they would judge with Rabbah, like it says in the Pasuk, that all the springs of the great depths burst forth. That's the same terminology there of Rabbah, of the great depths, that because they sinned with much, therefore they were punished with much. Now, Amar Bichnan, he says regarding this last idea, that Shleishanish Darmehem, three from those great springs that are underneath the ground that burst open in the generation of the flood, which are very hot, as the Gemara tells us later on, that they ruined their ways with hot semen, and therefore they were judged with hot water. So three of those hot springs actually remained, that did not ultimately close up. And they are Beloya the Gader, the whirlpool of Gader, Bechami Tveria, the hot waters of Tveria, Ve'einar Rabosi the Beirim, and the great springs of Beirim. Now the Pasuk says over the Kihishchas Kalbasa is dark al arts, because every flesh destroyed its path, its way, on the earth. Now, Amar B'Yechanan and other teachings from Amar B'Yechanan, he says, Melamed, what does it mean, every basar, which seems to include not only man, but all animals, that they were mashchas, they were destructive, they were despicable in their ways. Melamed shir biu behim al-chai, this comes to teach that they mated, bringing an animal, a male one, onto a female wild animal, v'chai al-behim, and a wild animal onto a female domesticated animal, v'hakol ala adam, and all types of animals on a woman, on man, v'adam ala kol, and man on all of them, which means to say that every flesh distorted its ways. Amar Baba Kahan, he says, v'kulam chazru, however, all of the animal kingdom went back to only mate with their species, chutz mitushlami, except for this type of a bird, tushlami, which still does this inappropriate ways, where it mates with every type of animal. Now the Pasuk says, "V'yemer Hashem l'Noach." Hashem said to Noach, "Kitz kol basa bo lefanai." The end of every flesh, every type of living creature, has come in front of me. That it's time to destroy the whole world. Another teaching, Amar B'Yichin, says, "Come and see how great is the power of theft." Shari der hamabul over al kol, because the generation of the flood, they violated everything. However, the decree was not sealed until they stretched out their hands regarding elements of theft. Shlomo says in the pasuk, because Hashem says, why do I have to destroy the whole world? Because the world is filled with theft in front of them, and I'm going to destroy them with the land. Uksiv Sotu says the pasuk in Yecheskel, that the theft stood up for like a staff, a stick of wickedness. Loi mehem, not from them. Loi mehem moinim, not from their masses. Loi mehem mehem, and not from that which were they gathered. Loi noye behem, and no longing and crying for them. What this teaches, Amr Blazi says, is that Malamed Shazakov, this teaches that the theft stood itself, atzma, itself up, kamalke, like a stick. In other words, the Chamas stood up to be a staff of wickedness, and this theft stood up like a stick in front of Hashem and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, master of the world, there's no gain, lo mehem, not from them, lo mehem, not from their masses, lo mehem, not from what they gathered, and neither should there be any longing for them, meaning destroy the world. And again, as we see, the great power of theft. And says the Gemara, "Afal Noach nechtem gzartin." Actually, the decree was even sealed on Noach. Shlomo says in the pasuk, it could be read not "v'loy Noach behem," but "Hey and Ches are interchangeable." "V'loy Noach behem," and not even that it should be Noach. Similarly, Tanberi Bishmol in the Baisav Yishev Bishmol, "Afal Noach nechtem gzartin." Even on Noach, the decree was cut. Ela shematzachem bein Hashem. It's just that, however, Noach ultimately found favor in the eyes of God, and therefore he was speared. Shemak says the pasuk in Bereishis, it could be read, Nichamti ki'asisim, I regret that I made them, v'noyach, and it could be read like as if this is part of the first half of the pasuk, and also noyach, not only them, the whole world, but also noyach. But matzachin bein Hashem, but he found favor in the eyes of God, and therefore he was speared. Now the pasuk says, v'yinocham Hashem ki'ases adam ba'aretz, Hashem reconsidered that he made man on the land. Now, however, the word v'yinocham actually could be read two different ways, interpreted two different ways. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Yafa Sisi, it's very good that I did, that I destroyed these wicked people from my world, meaning, Shetekanti Lem Kvaras Baruch, that I had already prepared the concept of earth where man could be buried, and so that they could be gone. Says the Gemara, my Mashem, what do you see from this pasuk? Hashem was glad with what he did, because Ksiv Hachav Yinochem Hashem, it says over here that Hashem was Yinochem. Ksiv Hashem says over there, pasuk Bereishis, when after Yaakov Avinu passed away, Yosef told his brothers who were afraid that Yosef might take revenge, says Vayinachim Oisam, which is a terminology of Nechama, of consolation. He consoled his brothers. Vayidabalim, and he spoke on their heart and he comforted them. So you see that the term Yinochem is being glad, is being comfortable. So it says that Hashem was happy with what he did. That what does it mean that he made Adam Ba'aretz? That he made that he could bury him in the ground, that he could get rid of them. But Vigadam made that those that say that lo yafa asisi. Hashem says, no, it's not good that I did shetekantalim kavaras ba'aretz, that I prepared that a person should die and that there's graves in the earth that he could be buried, because maybe if there would be no way, then people would have enough time and they would be able to repent. Where do we see that Yinochem Hashem is that he's not happy? Because Ksiv Hachav Yinochem, it says over in this pasuk, Hashem was Yinochem. Ksiv Hashem says over there, pasuk in Shemais, Yinochem Hashem al ra, and Hashem was Yinochem on the bad Asher Dibal Aslami that he said to do to his people to destroy them. And after Moshe Rabbeinu had beseeched him, he regretted that. He changed his mind. So you see, Yinochem is reconsidering and that he's not happy, and therefore it's that Hashem's like, oh, maybe if I didn't have graves for them, then they would have to stay alive and they would have time to repent. That's the two different interpretations. If Hashem was glad or not glad, anthropomorphically speaking, as if that's the way Hashem would be saying it, regarding that he had graves for the people of Dorah Mabel to be buried or not. Now the pasuk says, Elo told us Noach, these are the children of Noach. Noach is tzaddik. Noach was a righteous man. Tamhayi b'dayreisav, he was complete in his generation. What does it mean in his generation? I'm reading, he says, b'dayreisav, in his generation, v'lo b'dayreisachem, not in other generations. Yeah, it was a generation of wicked people, so he was the righteous person, but not in a righteous generation like by Avraham Avinu. But Shlokosham, he says, b'dayreisav, he was righteous even in his generation. Kolshkin, all the more so, had he been b'dayreisachem in other generations, for sure he would be even more righteous because he would have holier people to be around. If he was righteous even with such wicked influences, obviously he would be in other generations too. So Amar B'chanin, it says, Moshel Rabbi Yechon Amad V'dayma. What could be a parable that compared to the interpretation of Rabbi Yechon, who held he was only righteous in his generation? L'chavash al yayin, to a barrel of wine. Shalitza menaches b'martav shalchem, it was put in a cellar of vinegar. B'mekayma reich ha'nadev. So in a place of vinegar, so then the barrel of wine is a pleasing aromatic smell. Shalai b'mekayma ein reich ha'nadev, but not in a place of vinegar, so then its aroma doesn't waft so much. It's not so impressive. It's just in vinegar, it's impressive. But elsewhere, it's not so. And Amar B'yishi says, Moshel de Resh Lakish l'madav v'dema. What could you compare to the interpretation of Resh Lakish that held that, no, for sure, in other generations, where it's not so wicked, for sure he would have been even more righteous. Is l'sloiches shel payot, could be compared to a container of a certain type of aromatic spice, which has a very strong aroma, which Rashi says is not a farsam, although elsewhere it is translated as balsam. Shaisa menaches b'mokam atenevis, where it was placed in a filthy place. B'mkayma reich ha'nedev, so even in a filthy place, so its aroma gets around, and it's some type of a gives a good smell to that dirty place. For sure, in a good smelling place, when you have this pleasant aroma, it's even more pleasing, and that is that Noach would have been in another generation even more righteous. And it says in the pasuk of Yimeches Kol Hayukom Asher Al Panei Adama that he destroyed everything that was in existence that was on the face of the earth. So ask the Gemara, Im Adam Chata, so if mankind sinned, Behem Machata, what did the animal kingdom sin? Why did every living thing have to be destroyed? So the Tanam Rishim Rishim Karcha, so we're learning the Brisa in the name of Rishim Karcha, Mashal Adam Shasachu B'Lebenai, could be compared to a parable of a man who made a wedding canopy, a ceremony for his son. Behiskin Mekalmini Sudan, he prepared all types of delicacies and festivities. Le'yamim Meis B'Nai, but sometime later, before the wedding, his son passed away. So Amad Apizres Chupasas, he went and he dispersed all the things that he prepared for his chuppah, for his wedding, and he gave it all away. Amar, he said, didn't I make everything only because of my son? Now that my son passed away, what do I need to hold on to this wedding stuff? Said, why did I create the domesticated animals, the wild animals, only because of mankind? Now that man sinned, what do I need the animal kingdom for? And therefore, if I'm destroying man, I'm going to destroy the animal kingdom too. Now the pasuk says, "Mikol asher b'charav mesa, whatever was on the dry land passed away." Tells us the Gemara, "V'le'dogim shabiyam," but that does not include the fish in the sea. They did not get killed out in the Mabul. Tarsh Rabbi Yosi ben Kisari, Rabbi Yosi ben Kisari expounded, "Ma'ida." So what does mean the pasuk in Eiv? Kalhu al pnei ma'im. He's very light on the surface of the water. To kul al chalkasim ba'aretz, that their portion will be cursed on the land. So he says, "Malamich ayunoich atzadik mechichbem." This pasuk refers to that Neich, the righteous one, was rebuking the people of his generation. Va'imalahem asu tshuva, and he said to them, "Do tshuva, repent." Vimlav, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mevalechem mezamabu. But if not, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring on you the great flood. U'makfe nivlaschem alamayim kazikim, and he'll float your dead bodies, your carcasses, on the water like a flask, which is just that leather flask just floats there on the water. Shlomach says in the pasuk, "Kal opnei amayim." It's light on the face of the water. Not only that, that he's going to take from you as a symbol for future generations, as a curse to all those who come to this world. Shemek says in the pasuk, that the portion will be cursed on the land, that everyone will say that, oh, this is a curse like the people of the generation of the flood. Now the pasuk there concludes, La'yifne derech kram, he does not clear the path of the vineyard. What this means is, that the people of the flood, that generation, they were clearing paths in their vineyard. And Amruloi, they said to Noach, Ubima Akiv, so who's stopping Hashem right now from bringing the Mabul? If he could do it, then why isn't he bringing it yet? Amalahem, so Noach said to them, Pray da achas yeshli lohitzim bekem. Hashem is saying that I have one bird, one dove, that I want to take away from you, which refers to Mr. Shalach, the righteous person, that he wanted him to first live out his life and die first, and that he shouldn't be judged with you with the B'der HaMabul, and that's why it's not brought yet, but just know that the Mabul will be coming. So as a Ketin Tamid Bey, so they said to him, Im kein, if so, le nifne derech kram. So we're not going to clear out the path of the vineyard. What they were alluding to is that we're not going to go away and to clear the path of the vineyard. Rather, we're going to go and continuously walk. In other words, if we're not going to go in the upstanding way, we're not going to return from our wayward ways. Rather, we're going to go and we're going to ruin the row. We're going to go in the place where there's thorns and thistles, like the paths of the vineyard. That's why you would clear it, because all those thorns that there are. So we're not going to clear that anymore. Fine, the Mabul's coming, so we don't care anymore, and we're just going to continue doing in our wicked ways. Darash Ravi says, "Mind this, what does it mean the pasuk in Eiv? Lapid buz, the flame that's disgraced. La ashtu shanan, for those who sit peacefully and they think evil thoughts. Nochin lemayadei ragel, that's prepared for the stumbling of their foot." So this refers also to Malamet Shayunoich Atzadik Mechiyach Eisam. This comes to teach that Noach the righteous was rebuking the people of his generation. V'amlem dvarm shem kashim kalapidim. He was telling them things that are harsh like flames. V'hoi mevaz noisen, and they were disgracing him, they were laughing at him. That's lapid buz. Amr Levi said to him, "Zakin, elderly person, Tevu Zulama, what do you need this box for? What are you making this ark?" Amalem said to them, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu maybe aleichem as a mabul, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the flood on you." Amr they said to him, "Mabul shalma, what am I, a flood of what? If mabul shalish, if it's going to be a flood of fire, yesh lo nadaver echad valisa shema, we have something that's called alisa, that fire repellent, that fire cannot do anything to it. Vimshal Maimu maybe, and he's going to bring a flood of water. So Imin Arutzu maybe, if he's going to bring the water from the earth, Yeshlana Shashi Shal Barz, we have these plates of iron, Shana Machapim Menazar, so we're going to cover over the ground and we're not going to let the water come up. Vimina Shemaim, who maybe, and if he's going to bring the water from the heaven, Yeshlana Dava Va'akub Shemaim, we have something which is called Akub Vamrila, and some say it was Akub Shemaim, which also could keep that, which are spongy, which could protect us from the water up above. So Amalehem, he said to them, "Who maybe me bein ikvei raglechem? You're wondering how he's going to bring it. He's going to bring you a flood of water from between the heels of your feet, which either that means to say euphemistically that from your own semen he could drown you, or from between the heels of your feet means literally that Hashem could bring water out from the heels of your feet if he wants to, and you can't cover your heels with plates of iron to stop the water from coming out there where he could flood you from there." Shemek says, in the pasuk, Nochin l'may adei regel, he prepares the stumbling from the feet itself, again, either referring to their semen or actually water coming out from their heels. Natani l'in l'braisa, mei me hamabel koshim keshichva zera. The waters of the flood were harsh like semen, which is hot and thick and viscous. Shemek says, in the pasuk, like we said, Nochin l'may adei regel, he prepares for the stumbling from the feet, which comes between the person's feet, which his male member is there. That's how the waters of the marble were like. Now, Amrav Chizki explains, Bereischen kilkulu baver, because with hot they had sinned with sin, which was emitting a seed in vain. Maitzizer labatalo. Ubereischen idanu, and with hot type of liquid they would judge. How do we know that? Ksivach, it says over there, Bereischeich hamayim. After the flood, it says that the waters calmed down. Ksivasim says over there, in Esther, Bechamas HaMelech Shechacha, that the fury of the king calmed down, which calmed down from his heat. So to hear the water come down from its heat, because the water was hot, just like it is the zera from a person. Now the pasuk tells us, Vehi l'shivas hayam, that it was a period of 7 days. Umei hamabel hayal ha'aretz, and then the waters of the flood were on the ground. Says the Gemara, Mativim shel shivas hayam, what are these 7 days that then the flood came? Amarav, he says, Ili me avela shel Musushalach, like we referred to before, these are the days of mourning of Musushalach. Lalametcha, this comes to teach you, Shehespedin shel tzadikim ma'akvines ha'paronis labi, that the eulogies of the righteous people actually stops punishment from coming, where Hashem wanted first for him to pass away, which he had to wait those 120 years till it was the time to pass away. But then another 7 days, which are the 7 days of mourning, where we see that the mourning for the righteous person actually abated the mabul for that period. The Ba'ach, another interpretation, when it says l'shivas, Shashina Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu Seid Bereishis is coming to teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched around the whole order of the acts of creation, which doesn't mean L'shivas Hayam, it means the order of the 7 days of creation. Hashem changed. Shahi Sechama Yetzis Mimar V'Shakaz B'Mizrach. Or although the sun usually rises in the east and sets in the west, Hashem made it topsy-turvy that it was rising from the west and setting in the east. Or Tavach, another interpretation, is Shekavla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zman Godl. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu set for them a long time, V'Akach Zman Kot, and then a small time. Meaning, first he said that it's going to be after a period of 120 years. When that time passed and they didn't repent, then he said, okay, one last warning, another 7 days, so to speak, to get their attention, and maybe they would repent, but they ultimately did not. Devach, another interpretation, L'shiva Sayyam, what does it mean that for the period of 7 days and then the flood came? Shet imam me'in o'ilam haba, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them to taste an inkling of what the world to come is going to be like, which is referred to as this Yom Shekuli Shabbos, a period of after 7,000, in the 7,000th year, which is the seven correlating to the 7 days of the week, which is Shiva Sayyam, referring to Olam Haba. And why did Hashem give them to taste of what the world to come is going to be like? So that they should know what goodness is being held back from them that they're not repenting, and still didn't repent, and they died in the flood. Now the pasuk says that Noach was told, "Mikol behema atahira tikach lach shiva shiva ish v'ishti." From every kosher pure animal, you should take pairs of seven, meaning a pair of man and woman, meaning male and female. Now, as the Gemara, "Ishas lebehema miisla," does animals have couples? But generally, even kosher animals, one female lays with many males, and that's not ishas. So it's not a marriage. So why is it called ish v'isha? So Amram Shmuel ben Nachmin, Amram Yunus, and he says, it comes to tell you, Ma'isim shalei nevdu behem aveira. Means that Noach was told to take the animals from which no sin was done with them, which is that they only mated with their species. That's what I mean by ish v'ishta. Yeah, of course, they didn't mate with just one animal, but that's what means ish v'ishta. They mean that they stayed faithful, that they only mated with their species. So ask the Gemara, how did Noach know? So Amrav Chizzi says, because Shevin Lifnei Atevi brought all the animals in front of the ark, Kol Shateva Kol Tasei, any animal that the ark, that the Teva took in, B'yiduush Lo Yinevda B'maver, that he knew that then no sin was done with that animal. V'chol She'ina Teva Kol Tasei, any animal that the ark did not take in, B'yiduush Lo Yinevda B'maver, it was known that for sure a sin was done with that animal. Mevoam, he says, Ma'is Nabo Me'leim, from those animals that came by themselves, he knew that those were the animals that no sin was done with them. Now Hashem had told him, "Asiluch atevas atzei goyfer, make for yourself an ark that's from goyfer wood." My goyfer, what's goyfer? Amar Avada, Amri de Reb Shila was said in Yeshiva Reb Shila, zumavliga, which is a certain type of wood. V'amrila gulmish, and some say was this gulmish. So he was also told, "Tzayir tasla tevi, you should make light for the ark." Amar Yechini says, "What does that mean?" Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Neach, Hashem said to Neach, "Kava ba'avanim tevis margalias, you should hang from the ark inside precious gems and pearls, that it should light up for you like the noontime sun." That's how there's the reflections of the precious gems lights up the teva. And he was also said, that although the top of the ark was on a slant, like a roof, but I mean, it should go up till an ama on the top, which should be left. Why was it on the slant? Because that's how it lasts better. When if it would be flat, then it would all sit on the top. By having it on the slant up until an amma, that's how it survives better. It was also told to make tachtim, shinim, v'shlichim taseh, make bottom, secondary, and third, three different levels. He was said to make in the ark. So Tanu looked in the braisa. Why tachtim lazel? Well, the bottom floor was for refuse, for garbage. And soim lebehem, the middle one was for the animals. Elyon la'adam, and the top one was for the human beings. Now the pasuk says towards the end is that v'yishalach ha'oriv, he sent out the raven, and it says that the raven was coming and going until the water dried up from the earth. It never went on its mission, and it just kept on flying around. So Amar Shlokesh, he says, because tshuva nitzachas yeshiva oriv l'nayach, there was a good claim that the raven made to Nayach, because Amalah, he said to Nayach when he sent him out to see it, did it dry up yet, could we come out. So the raven said to Nayach, Rab Chosainani, your master, meaning Hashem, hates me. Vatasinasani, and you hate me. Rab Chosainani, your master hates me. Minatahorim Shiva, because from the kosher animals, he asked for seven of each. Minatameim Shnaim, but from the non-kosher, only two. And I'm from the non-kosher, you see Hashem hates us. Vatasinasani, and you hate me. Sha'atamaneich min Shiva, because you leave the types to have seven of each. The Shalech min Shnaim, who do you send to go out and deal with the elements to see if the Mabul stopped? From that which there's only two. If the Lord of the sun or the Malach of the cold would have encountered me and I would have suffered by the elements, wouldn't it be that the world would be missing one species? Because there's only me and my wife. And if I would be the one, I would pass away, it would not continue. Or maybe said the raven to Nayach, Shemala Ishti Yatatzarach, maybe you don't hate me, but maybe you want my wife. Maybe that's why you want me out of the picture so that you could copulate with my wife. So Nayach said to the raven, Rasha, wicked one, Bemutruli, in what's permitted to me, meaning even in my wife Nesrali, it was forbidden for me to cohabit in the Teva. But Nesrali Lakoshkin, what's forbidden to me with an animal isn't an older more, so how can you think that I was doing it to get rid of you to be with your wife? Says the Gemara, "Menon the Nesser." Where do we know that it was forbidden for Noach and his wife to cohabit in the Teva? The Chassam says, "The pasuk uvasal ateva, you should come into the Teva." Ata, and it doesn't say which is generally a man and his wife together. Uvenecha, you and your sons, the ishtecha uneshebenecha itcha, and your wife and the wives of your sons with you. See that there's a separation. Whereas Exhibit says, when they were leaving, tzei min ateva, go out from the Teva. Ata v'ishtecha, you and your wife, where it's together, uvenecha uneshebenecha itcha, and your sons and your sons' wives with you. So Amr B'yichin, this is Mekan Amr, it's from here where they said, shenesu v'tashra shamita, they were forbidden in cohabitation in the ark. Matan b'om l'in, the b'ray says, shlei shashim shabateva. There were three that did cohabit in the ark. V'kulam lako, and all of them got punished. And they are Kelev, the dog, V'oyer of the raven, V'cham, one of the three sons of Noach, which is Cham. Kelev, Niksha, the punishment of the dog is that he's tied up. Oyer of Ruach, the raven has to spit its seed from its mouth to the mouth of the female. And Cham, Loka Ba'oyer Cham, got punished by having Cush coming out of him, which are those who are men of color, that their skin turned black because of that sin of cohabiting in the ark. Now the pasuk says, so when the raven didn't do its job, so Nayach sent out the dove from with him. Now by the raven, it doesn't say me'itai. But from the Dove, it says, Me'itay liras hakalomayim, to see if the water had let up. So Amr B'Yirmi, he says, Mikan, from here we see that it says, Me'itay, by the Dove, shadirasan shal'ifis tahayrim imat tzadikim, that the dwelling of the kosher birds is with the righteous. In other words, that it's beneficial for them that they dwell next to them, because the righteous recognize the kosher birds, like the Gemara says elsewhere, that's this concept, which it says, Me'itay, that actually the Dove was with Noach in his dwelling. Now it says that the Dove came back. Behold, that there was a leaf of an olive that was grabbed in its mouth. Wow, where the Gemara expounds, where it sounds like one could translate the pasuk, that with its mouth the Dove was asking that should have the food of teref of Zayas. Where Amr Belazi says, Amr Yehna from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dove said in front of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel, Master of the World, let my food be as bitter as an olive, but and given over in your hand, Hashem, let it not be sweet like honey, but given over to mankind. We're in the teva. The Dove had to rely on Noach feeding it, not Hashem. And the Dove was coming back saying that it had teref, whereas the Gemara is going to explain means the term of mezainis, that befir with its mouth, it was asking that its mezainis will be even as bitter as the zayis. Better to have it from Hashem than having it from mankind. Says he, my mashmad I teref lishna bezayin. Who do we find that the word teref, meaning, although it translated in the pasuk as grabbed a hold in its mouth, but that it refers to a terminology of sustenance. That's something like it says the pasuk in Mishlei, hatrifeni lechem chuki, sustain me with the bread of my stature, of what I need. Where you see the hatrifeni is a terminology of mezainis. Now the pasuk says lemishpachisem yotzum nateva, according to their families they left from the ark. So Amr Yechani says, "Lemishpachesim," that teaches us that each animal, each kingdom, went out to their family, v'loy heim, and not the whole thing. In other words, that we see that each one was set, was not like each whole species was separate, and that they all ate from one trough. Rather, every family dwelt separately, and they were all in their separate areas. So the Gemara tells us, "Amr Avchanan Babizna, Amal Eliezer, who was the slave of Avram." Said l'shem rabba, to the great shame, meaning the son of Noach. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk l'mishpachisem yotzim nateva, that they went out. Every animal went out with its family. Atun hecha havesen, where were you? Meaning, how was it possible that you could prepare every animal's family to take care of each and every creature what it so desired? So Malis, Hashem said to Eliezer, yeah, tsar gadol hayolam teva. It was very challenging for us in the ark. The type of creature that would usually eat during the daytime, we have to feed it during the daytime. Which usually ate at night, and we have to feed it at nighttime. Moreover, high zikisa, there was this animal, this creature called zikisa. My father didn't know what it ate. To remind you, now one day my father was sitting and cutting up a pomegranate. So a worm fell out from the pomegranate, and this zikisa ate it. Oh, so he realized that it eats worms. So from then on, that my father Noach would knead bran and would leave it. Ki mitlo, when it would come wormy, achla, then the zikisa would eat it. So to Arya, the lion, ishta zinse, it had a fever, which the fever fed the lion. And therefore, that's why what they weren't afraid of the lion pouncing on the other animals and eating them, because the fever kept the lion satiated. Because the Amar Rav, like Rav says, lebatz mishisa, no less than six, for leitfei metresa, not more than 12, zina ishta, a fever feeds the individual, where you don't have any fever as light as it is, that the fever should not sustain a person for 6 days, and that he shouldn't die even without food. However, you don't have a fever that will satiate a person more than 12 days without eating or drinking something. Or actually, some have the interpretation that no less than 6 months and no more than 12 months of fever could feed an individual, where it's going on the lion. In other words, that's why the 12 months that they were in the teva, the lion was able to sustain just with the fever. But Rashi says it doesn't like that interpretation, but rather it's just showing that a fever could feed someone, and that was the same concept with the lion, that the fever kept it complacent, where that itself feeds, the fever does something to the body, which it sustains an individual even without eating or drinking. Avershina, which is a type of a bird, which is named Tzchil in biblical terminology, and it's a type of bird, as we'll see shortly, that never dies. Ashkechina Abba de Goni Besafna de Tevusa. So my father, says Shame, regarding his father Noach, saw that this creature was just hidden and just staying in its room. So Amar Alai, so Noach said to this creature, Loi Bois Mezaini, don't you need food? So Amalei, so the Avrashina said to Noach, Chazisich to have a tarida, I saw that you were busy. The whole animal kingdom, Noach was taking care of on the table. Amin, Allah Yatzarcha, I said, I'm not going to bother you. So Amalei, so Noach said to me, Yei Ravad, Loi Thomas, may it be the will of Hashem that you never die. Shnomek says, the Pasuk in Iyev, and I said, Imkini Egva, with my nest being intact, I will pass away. Ucha Choyl Arba Yamim, and like the Choyl, which is this biblical name of this Avrashina, I will have lengthy days, meaning because it's a type of a bird that never dies. Now, Amar Avchana bar Levoi, Amar Shame Rabbal Eliezer. Now, Eliezer had asked questions to Shame. Now, the great Shame asked back to Eliezer, Ki asa alaychu malchi mizrach amarv, when all the kings of the east and the west came upon you, which is mentioned in the Torah regarding them fighting the kings then when he came to save his nephew Light, Atun Hech Avdisu, what did you do? How'd you manage, you and Avram, fighting all these mighty, the mightiest kingdoms on earth? So Malay said to him, Aisya Kadosh Baruch Hu Avram, V'isvim Mineh. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought Avram, my master, and put him by his right side. V'avashadin and Afra, V'avachabra, we were throwing dirt, dust, at the kings, and they turned into swords. Gili, V'avagiri, we threw straw, and it turned into arrows. Shlomo says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Mizmor David, a song for David, Nu'um Hashem Ladoini, Hashem said to my master, Shev Yimini, sit here by my right, Ad Oshes Oyevecha Adem L'Reglecha, until I make your enemies like your footstool. Or similarly, it says, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Miheir Mimizrach, who was woken up from the east, which refers to Avram Avinu, who came from the east, which is Aram Narayim, Tzedek Yikrei L'Ragloi, righteousness will be called to his feet, Yitin lefan of Goyim, the nations will be placed in front of him. Umalochim yerd, and he'll subdue the kingdoms. Yitin ka'afar charboi, he'll place like dust his sword. Kekash nidav kashte, like pushed away straw, will be his arrows, where we see this concept that the dust turns into swords and the straw turns into arrows. Now the Gemara actually brings a story related to this concept that Nochem ish gamzu havarugel, that it was common for this great personality, this great Talmud Chacham, Tzadik Nochem ish gamzu, that the chol d'havasalkele, whatever would happen to him, he would say, gamzu l'toiva, which is one interpretation why he was called Nochem ish gamzu, the man of also this, meaning this is also for the good. He said, gamzu l'toiva, this is also for the good. Yemechad boi Yisrael l'shturi during the kizim. Now one day was that the Jewish people wanted to send a gift to the Caesar, And they said, Bahadi, as we continue to have of Koftes Manav, Ma Neshadah, with who should we send this gift? So they said, Neshadah Bahadi Nochem Ish Gamzu, let's send it with Nochem Ish Gamzu. The Meluman Benissim, where he's always learned to have miracles happen to him, and he's the best agent to send this gift. Now, Kimat Lahu Diyur, when he came to this certain hostel, this hotel that he was staying on, Boy Lamiv, so he wanted to spend the night. So Amalei, the hostess, said to him, Ma Ikabadach, what do you have with you? Amalei said to them, "Come Vilna Chargele Case, I'm bringing a gift to the Caesar." So come Baleli, they got up during the night. Sharinu Lesifte, they went and they opened up his chest. And Veshakul called the Havagam, and they took everything, all the gems and all the jewels that the Jewish people were sending to the Caesar, and they took it. Umalinu Afra, they filled it up with dirt. Kimat Lahasa Mishtakeh Afra, when they came to the scenes, to the Caesar, to the king, they found it filled with dirt. Amr, so the king said, "Achuchikum Echaiches Beyudei, the Jews are making a mockery out of me." Afkul Lemiktele, so they took out Nochem to kill him. Amr, he said, Gamzul Teva, this is also for the good. Now, Asa Eliyahu b'damlu k'chad minayu. So Eliyahu became and appeared to the Romans as one of them, meaning as one of their officers. Amr, he said to them, Dilma hay afra me'afra d'Avram Avinu. He said, maybe this dirt is from the dirt from their ancestor, Avram Avinu, d'avashadi afra havacharbi. When they would throw dirt, it would turn into swords. Gile havagir, when they throw straw, it would turn into arrows. So Baduk v'ashkechu hachi, they tested out, and that's what actually happened. They threw some of that dirt and turned it to swords. Now have mechuzad lavak the have koyachli lemin mechbashir. There was a certain town that the army could never conquer. Shadumahu afra lavakibshu. So they threw some of that dirt at that town and they conquered it. So iluhu lebeginazet. So they brought Nochem into the treasure house of the king. And Amri shakol denichlik. They said, take whatever you want. Malye lesifte the have. So they filled up the chest full of gold. Kehadar also, when he was coming back to the Jewish people, Amr lehanach the Yerusha, the host where he had stopped on the way there, said to him, "My amtus lebimalka, what did you bring to the king? We see that, wow, they sent you along with such a chest full with gems. They obviously very happy what you brought with them." So Amalui said to them, "My deshakli mahacha, I'm terlazim. Whatever I took from here, I brought over there. I just took what I brought over there." Now they knew that, however, they filled it up with dirt. So shakli inu amtulasim. So the hostess, they said, "What, the dirt?" And that's what they were pleased with. So they took all that dirt up to the king and katlin lahanach diuri when they tested it out and they saw that their dirt was just dirt and they're making a mockery out of the king. So they killed those people from the host. That was a great miracle that was done for Nachum, who was learning with miracles. And that was what he always had said, Gamzul Taiva, this too is for the good. And ultimately a great miracle happened where that was related to this concept of the dirt that was there turned into swords, going back to the miracle of Avram Avinu, who had that from Hashem, where the dirt turned into swords.